A legendary Japanese animator has a new film out this week. It's only in select theaters for 1 week, just enough to qualify for the Oscars. Our film critic Kenneth Turan says The Wind Rises is worth seeking out.
To see The Wind Rises is to both marvel at the work of Hayao Miyazaki and regret that this film is likely his last. Inspired by the life of a brilliant aircraft designer, it's quintessential Miyazaki. Stunningly beautiful and completely idiosyncratic. The Wind Rises begins with designer Jiro Horikoshi's childhood during World War I. As a boy obsessed with flying, Jiro dreams he has an airplane parked on his roof, which he uses to soar over the beautiful countryside that Miyazaki creates. Jiro is too nearsighted to fly himself, so he eventually goes to Tokyo to begin his airplane engineering studies. On the train, he meets a fellow passenger, a bright young girl named Nohoko. She loves poetry, and so does he.
誰が風を見たでしょう?僕もあなたも見やしない。
The chaos caused by a great earthquake and fire separates these two for years, but Jiro never stops searching for Nohoko. Jiro is an unusual choice for a Miyazaki protagonist. The director is a fervent pacifist, and Jiro is the man who eventually designed the Zero fighter plane that attacked Pearl Harbor. The director says he was inspired by something completely apolitical. A quote he read where Jiro said, "All I wanted to do was make something beautiful." The film's title comes from a line of French poetry translated as, "The wind rises, we must try to live." That's what these characters attempt to do, despite the complications life throws at them. The Wind Rises is a complex story that resists easy summation, but Miyazaki pulls us into this world and makes us want to stay. This is a filmmaker who will be missed in a big way.
That's Kenneth Turan. He reviews movies for our program and also for the Los Angeles Times.